Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this donator-sponsored episode of Transmissions, the Transformers trading card game is going retro with a Blaster vs. Soundwave 35th Anniversary Edition. War for Cybertron's Astrotrain, Ape-Faced, Spinister, and Crosshairs are revealed, and we go over a list of rumored San Diego Comic-Con exclusive figures. Today is Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019, and this is episode 336 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that once again sails rudderless into the vast unknown waters of a podcast ocean without our captain. I'm your host, Jeremy, and I'm joined by the most excellent Transmissions team, Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo!
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Howdy. Let's talk Transformers.
The captain, I'm assuming, is Charles, since he wrote that intro.
No, I wrote it.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Well, Charles is not here. He is on assignment doing something better than spending time with us, apparently.
Is he hanging out with Deep Throating? Because we could use some insider information.
I have no comment.
Okay.
But we do still want to thank all of our Donatrions who support our show via Patreon or PayPal. Thanks so much. And if you would like to become a Donatrion, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And we greatly appreciate it. If you would like to support us without the monthly recurring donation, you can go to buy some merch from our Tee Public store. That's transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And we got tons of great designs there. You can buy anything at Tee Public and it helps us. But we have some pretty cool designs, we think. And especially if you're going to go to TFCon in a couple weeks, probably should get your order in sooner rather than later.
You know what would make me happy, Jeremy?
What?
I don't need them to buy shirts. I just need them to hit retweet on our shows when we post them.
That is a huge help as well. If you don't want to spend any money and want to help our show, just spread the word. Let people know about the show.
And if you don't have the time or the energy to hit retweet, just send me your username and password. I'll do it for you.
It's Yoshi's bespoke promotion service that he offers. We also want to mention our wonderful friend, Kay Girl, who is on Tee Public as well. She's done a number of pieces of art for our show, including our logo. And she's at teepublic.com/user/superstarK. So if you are going to TFCon and you'd like to meet up with Daryl and Charles, they would like to meet up with you too. Oh, Charles would. I don't know about Daryl.
I'm neither here nor there.
But we have a survey that will, if you want to meet up, it'll help us kind of narrow down what to do. You can go to bit.ly/TMConMeetup2019, and I believe capitalization work is required on Bitly, so
rolls off the tongue.
Go to transmissionspodcast.com/meetup, and that will redirect by the time you hear the show.
It'll be the most epic Value Village visit ever.
Yeah. I think you guys are thinking about something involving a web slinger, right?
We're toying with the idea of seeing a movie. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So you give your input and, you know, I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. It always has been. We would also like to remind everyone that new podcasts on our network, Empire of Rest, starts next Monday, July 8th. This is done by our awesome producer, Mike, and is a role-playing game. What's that terminology called, Yoshi? A live play or?
It's just, yeah, they just recorded themselves playing.
They're playing this Transformers role-playing game that Mike is the DM for and recording it. And you know, it's great, and we hope you guys are going to enjoy it. And it's something to listen to if you're going to TFCon Toronto. So now, with all of that out of the way, let's get into some toy news.
All right. Well, first up this week, we have some big reveals that came out from Hasbro. And these were, I would say, pretty early on in the week that they came out, and kind of took the fandom by storm because everyone was pretty excited about this. So these are the newest wave. I'm going to say wave four, believes wave four, at least for deluxes, for the Siege line. And we've gotten some pictures. We've gotten bios. We've got everything for these guys. We've got four new characters coming. And first up, we are getting a, it's Voyager class Ape Face. This guy, I gotta say, looks amazing. He's straight up an updated version of his G1, counterpart. And the ape mode looks great. The jet mode looks amazing. The bot mode looks awesome. He is still a headmaster, which is amazing. So there you go. What you want to do with the old one, the one that came from Titan's Return, who knows? Maybe they can be friends, but this is going to be the new ape face. Next up, we've got images of Leader Class Astro Train. So yeah, we're getting another Astro Train here. This one is taking the place of the Voyager class one that we got in Titan's Return. This one is doing a much better job of producing the spaceship mode for sure. And there is a train mode here, and it looks okay. There is a train in there somewhere, but I think the robot mode and the spaceship mode kind of take the cake on this one. Moving on, we've got two deluxes. The first one is Deluxe Crosshairs, which in original G1, Crosshairs was a target master, and this one here looks exactly kind of like it. It's the color scheme is perfect, but they're using the Ironhide mold, so the Siege Ironhide mold, and it looks pretty darn good. I'm a little meh on it just because it's a reuse of the same mold. It does appear to have a different head, obviously. But the gun is the same, and obviously the body is the same. It does appear to still have the damage, like the paint damage on his feet, like the Ironhide does. But he still looks pretty damn good. And lastly, we're getting another deluxe, and it is Spinister. And Spinister was another target master from the, I believe this is the second wave, like the ones with the tiny little target masters. And this guy looks really good. Now, Spinister has had recent toys, but they've all been either a BotCon exclusive or a club exclusive. But this one is a full-on retail release and looks really good. I'm looking at it here. They're pulling off some kind of magic in the front with his feet that kind of produce the front of the helicopter. I'm really interested to see how that all transforms. 'Cause his like feet, like the bottoms of his feet produce like these wings, but then the cockpit of the helicopter produce, or sorry, the shins produce the cockpit of the helicopter. So I have no idea how they're pulling off this magic, but it's kind of weird. Everything becomes inside out there. So I'm really interested in seeing this guy. And Ape Face are the two at the top of my list here. Yoshi, these are some pretty big G1 homages here. What are your thoughts?
I really want to like them. The bot mode for Astro Train almost has me won over. But, you know, like Jeremy and I complain about, I don't need my toys to look like they've been used. You know, and of all of these, I think the one I like the most is Spinister.
Okay.
You're right. That there's some fucking leg magic going on there. And I want to know how that works. But that's not why I want it. It looks like a neat looking toy. It looks like something I and my kid would enjoy to play with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I was listening to you talk about these, and I get why everybody's excited, and I get why I'm not excited, and that's fine. But like, they're just, I don't know if it's like, these are just all plastic. Maybe it is the rubber tires and the little bit of die cast that made a Transformer toy feel like it was more than a toy when you bought it, where these just scream plastic break me toys for some reason. I don't know. But I might actually bend over and pick up Spinister.
Okay. Yeah, and to add about Spinister, the colors are 90s goodness here. You know,
there's a lot of G2 love coming.
Oh yeah. Jeremy, Crosshairs is a really super boring looking van. From my understanding is you enjoy boring things. Are you going to pick up Crosshairs?
No.
Why is it not boring enough for you, Jeremy?
It's too boring. It's the third use of this mold.
Okay.
And
all right, settle down.
I don't know. I'm just, if I get this mold, it's going to be for Ironhide or Ratchet. Out of all these, the thing that really I do like is Astrotrain.
Really?
The fuck is wrong with you?
Well, one, as I said on Twitter, it's proof that Hasbro does know how to still do triple changers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we had triple changers in the Bumblebee movie that apparently they don't know how to make toys for. But I think the shuttle mode and the train mode both look really good in this. I don't like the weathering stuff in the robot mode on his legs. Mm-hmm. But when you see it on the shuttle, it actually kind of looks good, in my opinion. Like, it had been through reentry.
Yeah.
Right.
But it kind of sucks that you have that. And it looks good in one mode, and then it looks horrible on the robot.
The train mode kind of looks like the... it's not old enough to be the Back to the Future train, but all the crap they've got stuck to it kind of makes me think of the Back to the Future train.
I was thinking the same thing.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it has, like... I think it's the coloring of the pipes on the side, that kind of brass coloring.
Right.
Kind of makes me think, you know, that Back to the Future train.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they do a black repaint.
Hey, there you go.
If you buy this, are you going to bust out your train set and just have an epic diorama scene going on?
I don't know. I might.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on those RPG miniatures that we talked about a few months ago to actually come out from WizKids.
So you've still not opened that thing and ran it yet?
I don't have room right now.
Oh, Jeremy.
You're going to have 2 weeks here in a minute.
I know. We'll see.
Well, this is pretty cool. This is the first real news that we've had of anything new for the Siege line in a while. We've got STCC coming up really soon, and hopefully we'll see some new releases or some new figures from the Siege line in that. But yeah, this is kind of cool. A lot of people are speculating that Nosecone is going to win the vote based on the fact that Spinister is in this, and he would be an easy remold off of Spinister.
Wasn't Spinister in one of the votes?
I believe he was. Spinister was in one of the. Yeah, I think he was. He was in one of the votes with the two guys. You know, where you
and didn't win.
No, and yet he's out first. I'd have to go back and look at those the choices again.
I'm still failed to be convinced that these votes are legit.
Well, they're making the one that won, but they did obviously have a plan for the guy, one of the other guys. So I honestly am going to go and look and see if what the other choices were for that fan vote. But yeah. Anyway, that's the topic I brought to the show this week. Jeremy, what did you got?
I have official images and a description from Flame Toys for their Kuru Kara Kuri number 4 Optimus Prime. And this is their line that is not the models that you build. These are just the standalone figures, non-transformable, but really detailed. And since Charles isn't here, someone had to take the non-transforming transformer, and that's me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 21 centimeter tall figure. I'm not sure what that is in real height. It's probably kind of big. 5 LED lights in it. It comes with a couple swords, a couple axes, a short cannon, a big sword, and 6 pairs of hands. So I guess that's 3 swords, not 2 swords like this thing says. It's very posable, 3 interchangeable faces, 100 articulated positions. I mean, I think this thing looks really good. It's a really beefy Optimus Prime. But it's kind of, in my opinion, it's like a mesh of your IDW Optimus Prime and your classic G1. It's got little elements of all of them. Like the model kit I recently did, that's the IDW one. I can see a few similarities, like the wings in the back and stuff, but this is just kind of, I guess, supposed to be like a badass looking Optimus Prime. So, Yoshi, what are your thoughts on this guy?
This thing has the largest cod piece of any figure I've ever seen.
Yeah.
There's a little video, if you scroll down, about how poseable this thing is. And it doesn't matter if he's leaning all the way back or hunched forward. You got dick root from every fucking angle. I'm going to pass. This will be a hard pass for me.
All right.
I shouldn't have said hard. I'm just passing.
And I'm seeing like one of these pictures with one of the alternate faces. It's like the faceplate has been halfway ripped off. I think that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a matrix in his chest and that lights up along with his eyes. The big sword has a matrix in the hilt. Daryl, how about you? Is the cod piece too big?
It's very big. It reminds me of, I think it was some movie where the guy attached a little hose to his junk area and used a little pump and pumped it up. Was it Austin Powers that he did that in?
I think so.
But he reminds me of that. Just made his junk look so huge. So anyway, that's what came to mind by looking at this, because that's big. That's really big.
It could also just be the angle, and it's just posed.
It's all angles. There's pictures from all angles here, Jeremy.
Okay.
I think it's an impressive design, taking the fact that the penis area is encroaching on every single spot. Other than that, the one spot that I really am not a huge fan of, and it's the same with one of the other third-party transformable ones, is the matrix area in the chest. I really don't like all this fucking gribbly detail work around the matrix. That's distracting. Just, you know, put the matrix in there, make the rest of it either a different color or do something else with it, but don't do all these goddamn designs on it, because they come through the window and, you know, you see them and they look shitty. So
it's funny you say that, Daryl, because as distracting as that is to you, the cod piece is distracting me.
Yes, I took that out of the equation because that's obviously the winner of what distracts the most on this. But yeah, it's okay. It's a neat design, but there is, for the amount of money that they're going to charge for this thing, this is not good.
All right. Well, I believe that is all I got this week. Yoshi, how about you?
Well, let's talk about San Diego Comic-Con, boys. The first thing up is that we are going to see, released for the first time at San Diego Comic-Con, the Blaster versus Soundwave 30th Anniversary Edition G1 Trading Card Set. That was a mouthful. This is what I've been looking forward to. I've been wanting G1 cards, and I know we're going to get more and more. Also, when I found out about this, it was through the Hasbro Instagram post, and they were very clear about saying this is not the only event you'll be able to get these cards at. So nobody has to break their back or scalp the eBay people to try and get this set. These are going to be available elsewhere, and that is to be seen and determined. But so the set comes with Blaster, Soundwave, Steeljaw, Ramhorn, Eject, Ravage, Buzzsaw, and Frenzy, which is really damn cool. Being the G1 guy, really, really want this. The box art and the card art looks spot on, because it pretty much is. Daryl, are you going to pick up the game and start playing now?
I've had a lot of opportunities to pick up some of the stuff to play. It's going to be probably not. I mean, you know what? If I ended up seeing it at Fan Expo, then I might pick it up if it's not, you know, if it's not going for crazy money, because they're probably going to add $20 onto that for Canadian money. But, you know, I don't really know. It's a game that takes up a lot more of the time that I don't have that I would like to give it. So, yeah, I'm going to probably say no at this point, but who knows? I've bought exclusive card packs for games I'm not playing anymore before, so.
All right. Jeremy, this thing contains 2 large and 6 small foil cards, as well as 2 40-card decks so that you can battle with your son. Will you be picking it up?
I'll probably be picking it up because I'm a sucker for the art.
You and me both, yeah.
But I have yet to play. Although, I mean, this is like a nice starter set, too, since you're getting the full decks.
This is true.
You can't open it. I think, don't open it. It's exclusive.
The art is really great on this. I love that it's got that classic box art.
All right, moving on. I'm under the impression, thanks to links that Daryl provided, that Hasbro is going to have a hell of a booth at San Diego Comic-Con, well, with My Little Pony and all. And they're going to have some figures for sale as well. So some of the ones that we've been privy to that stand out are a Studio Series exclusive Optimus Prime from the Transformers Bumblebee movie, I believe. There's going to be a 35th anniversary special edition Voyager class Optimus Prime, a 35th anniversary special edition Voyager class Megatron, and a 30th anniversary special edition Voyager class Sound Blaster. There will be Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron, Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Black Arachnia, Hound, Leo Convoy. There will be 30th anniversary special edition deluxe class Smokescreen, a 35th anniversary special edition deluxe class Blue Streak, and I think there were a couple of figures you were excited about, Daryl, but I don't know what the four-letter prefix in front of them means.
So we've got the War for Cybertron series, and that's looks like we're gonna see the Walgreens exclusive figures there. So, Deluxe Class Ratchet and Voyager Class Skywarp, as well as the two-pack of Mirage and Impactor. One of them, the other one that I was kind of alluding to here, is it does look like those figures that I was just talking about. It looks like some of them are already good to go here, because it does appear that War for Cybertron Voyager Ape Face and Leader Class Astrotrain are on this list, along with a deluxe class Wheeljack, which is pretty big news and something that a lot of people started speculating about because he appeared on a box for, I think, one of the figures recently. I can't remember. Somebody found him on a box, a siege box for somebody. But that kind of leads into more speculation as to what Jeremy kind of alluded to when I was talking, that the Spinister and Wheeljack set was the one that was expected to win and didn't, but they still had the toys ready to go. So we've got a Spinister coming out and we're expecting a Wheeljack to come out. So there you go. That's two of the two packs that were coming out. But one is only getting set into a two-pack there.
So what I'm taking from this is Transformers is going to have a hell of a presence at San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Looks like it. Oh, and you missed the big one.
Go on.
Right there on the first page, the second page, is the 35th anniversary special edition. Special edition. It's just the Titan Class Omega Supreme will be there for sale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, he's not 35th anniversary edition. That's for the next one.
I wonder if they're doing something special for that, because I remember a few years ago when they had Devastator, they had a special coloring on him.
Right, and they've done that before, but I think if they were going to, they would have it already listed here like that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, that'd be cool. Yeah, I don't know. This is a lot of stuff, though, so.
Well, I know the Gabe tends to go to the San Diego Comic-Con. It'd be nice to get some pictures of that booth, Gabe, if you have some time.
Yeah, come on, Gabe. Pull your weight.
Get with it, Gabe. All right, Jeremy, that's what I've got. Do you have an excuse for Charles just not being here today?
Like I said, I think he just felt like he had something better to do.
Fucking goddamn.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, sir.
Let's move on to some trips to the store. This is a segment where we show off all the awesome Transformers merch we got this week. We do this as a video on YouTube, so you can see everything that we've got. And we also put the audio right here in the podcast, so keep listening as we describe our stuff in loving detail. then you can pop over to our YouTube channel later and see it all in beautiful high definition. Without further ado, trips to the store. Yoshi, let's start with you. What do you got?
Fuck, you didn't prep me for this. You didn't say I was going first.
Executive decision.
All right. Question number one, gentlemen. I don't want to take anybody's thunder, so if you got this, I won't show it. Did anyone find Refractor yet?
No.
Okay.
Charles has already shown it.
I didn't either. So I got a knockoff Reflector a bunch of years ago that I'm reshowing because I got nothing new. This knockoff Reflector comes in a G1 styled case. All three bots are represented there. All three bots have one fucking stats thing. Yeah. I have taken this out. I have played with it. I like it a lot. For $40, couldn't go wrong. Couldn't go wrong. It came promptly to me from China Land, and I'm really happy with it. Also, it comes with two robot points. I wish Hasbro would offer something to justify me cutting up my boxes. That's what I got, Jeremy. Any questions about this?
Didn't the original one not come in a G1 sub box? Wasn't it like a mail away?
It was a mail away, and it came in a white box with no picture or anything on it at all.
I bought that. that costs a lot of money, so, and I'm not showing it today.
Where's that? Come on. Why are we getting the knockoffs on the show?
Because you can actually see something. I'm not opening up the white box.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go next. It's not.
I'm done, Jeremy. Feel free to go on without me now.
All right. What I have is not nearly as impressive as what Yoshi had, because I have nothing new this week either. But I've been cleaning and going through some old stuff, and as I've shown off in the last few weeks, this is something from, I believe, BotCon 2011 in Pasadena, and this is for the Dark of the Moon, the game, and I believe it's signed by one of the devs. I can't read it. I'm not sure who that is, but this is the live-action movie games. So this is either BotCon 2011 or 2012. I can't really remember which one. It was done by High Moon, which did the good Transformer games, but they also did the movie games. And that is all I got this week. So, Daryl, why don't you show us some actual good recent purchases?
I did actually buy something. Well, okay, so I do actually have something that I bought. This is Siege Brunt.
Looks like a Cylon.
He does, yeah. And he's kind of fun. Again, he comes completely apart very easily.
That's shoddy engineering right there.
It is. He's just a guy to fuck around with. Oh, that part,
what do you want from a toaster?
You know, he's they're fun. So I'm going to mess around with this guy, and then I'll end up just sticking him up there with the Trypticon, and it'll be kind of cool. But I did also buy this thing this week. This isn't opened yet. This is Refractor.
Oh, shit.
So, yes, this is one Refractor, and I haven't
That's
opened
it. That's a big meatball.
Yeah. Well, it's the box. It's just still a deluxe, but you need three to make the camera. So here's another one. Here's another Refractor, but that's it. That's all I was able to manage. I there's only two in a box. And everywhere around here, all the EB games that have been getting them are sold out because everyone's going
in.
Because
people are buying the two.
Everyone's getting two, and everyone's running out to the next one that's got one. And nope, they don't have them. They're sold out too. So, fuckers. You need three to make the camera. Put three in the box. Bastards.
Even if you were just like buying the case online, you'd have to buy two cases, and then you have one to sell.
Yep.
I genuinely feel horrible for you. That is horseshit.
There are people online that are selling these things for $55 Canadian right now. It's a $30 figure normally. So to ask someone to pay a $25 markup on it is absolutely ridiculous.
Is Charles going to stop at every store on the way up to Canada to make sure he can find one for you?
He wants it himself. He wants three of them for himself. So,
well, see, so you can go in. You both buy that third case, and
exactly. But no, I've got to. I'm going to keep looking around. They only just started hitting Canada, so I'm gonna keep looking around and see. Eventually, they'll hit the normal Walmarts or the Toys R Us's or some other normal place. But these have just been at EB Games right now. But as also what I wanted to show off this week, this is not mine, but I did buy it for friend of the show, Mystic Marvels, who we all know very well. He's been looking for one of these for a while and contacted me about it. This is an Ectotron. So I found a second one of them, and he was really, really wanting one. So I stumbled upon it, messaged him quickly. You found it yet? Nope. All right. Well, you got it. So
busting makes me feel good.
So there you go. But yeah, that's my week this week. Once again, saving the show.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Thanks for bringing up.
You know what they could. You know what they could do, Daryl. Instead of putting three boxes of refractor in a case, they could just package them together.
They should. And everybody who's got three of them now and are taking pictures and putting them online, they're forgetting that the little dial piece, the little lens piece at the front comes off. Yeah. They're not taking it off.
The two back pieces.
Yeah. So
you would think that with San Diego Comic-Con coming up, they would have done a three-pack.
That would be smart. And then make two of them smart. Little different colors, you know, make them all look a little different. But
dude, genius. Fucking genius.
Whatever. Anyway.
Maybe it can be a BotCon exclusive. Oh.
HasCon.
Oh, well.
Anyway, that's what I got this week.
Where are you stopping at tomorrow, Daryl?
Right
now they're just at EB Games.
I'm pretty sure the city is sold out. I'd have to travel far and wide to find one, and I'm not doing that. I'll just wait till they hit Walmart or Toys R Us.
We're back from the trip to the store, and let's move on to some convention news. And in convention news this week, first thing we have is the official announcement about the Transformers Ghostbusters Optimus Prime. The one that we've known about for a while. Hasbro teamed up with a site called Network. It's NTWRK because vowels are for sissies. And they put it online at 8 p.m. on June 25th. And I believe by like 8:03, it was sold out. It was super fast. And personally, I think we saw the press release after it was live. So that was great. But they're going to have them at SDCC and at Fan Expo Canada. Daryl, that will be at the EB Games booth at Fan Expo Canada.
Is that where you'd like me to go?
Well, if you would like to get it, I don't really want this. This is basically, it's MP10, but it's white with a red stripe, and then it's got Ghostbusters logos and phone number and some splatter, and it comes with a Slimer and roller, looks like a Ghostbusters trap. I mean, it's pretty cool.
The box is a proton pack.
Yeah, and the box is a proton pack. There are straps on it. I'm sure that's going to hold up great. You're going to see someone at these conventions wearing one of these on their back with the bottom of it falling out and no toy inside. I guarantee it.
Well, that's because I will have cut it.
I'm not saying why. I'm just saying you're going to see that. But anyway, that is the first of many San Diego exclusives that we're going to be talking about here. The next
one.
It's
not an exclusive if they've already sold like 30 of them online.
Well, okay.
But thank you.
Whatever.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
I'm just using the word that they used.
Okay. It's the wrong fucking word.
The second thing we're talking about here is Monogram Collectibles. They're having Transformers 3D foam bag clips. This is a three-pack collector set. It has Bumblebee, Megatron, and it looks like a gray Optimus Prime. This is metallic version, but as we all know, a gray Optimus Prime means it's a corpse. This is a limited run set of 250 pieces, and it will be $25 at booth 3645 at SDCC. U.S. residents that are interested but cannot attend the convention can get this convention exclusive via their website starting on July 8th.
Jesus Christ.
And it looks like these are just
like
little...
Does it literally say that?
It literally says that. God. It looks like these are just bag clips for like your backpack or whatever. The next thing we have is Flame Toys. They have their Ferrari Model Nemesis Prime IDW version. This is basically a black version of the IDW Optimus Prime that they did with like red windows and a Decepticon logo. It's a really, really nice looking design, and having just put together the regular one, I will say it's a really, really nice model kit. So if you're interested, this will be at booth 301 at SDCC for $40, which is, I believe the regular one was like 30, 35. So not that much of a markup. It does not say if this is this is an exclusive. So look for it on the Flame Toys site later. Hasbro is going to have some BotBots. This is a pack
toy.
This is a pack for $35, and it has the celebrity obsessed meet and greets with Scribzilla, Botarazzi, and Inky Inkerson, the energizing fantastic fuelers with Coffeemus Prime, Cabonate, Hal Apeno, Why Something Fishy. And then the Line League, which has experts in surviving many long Comic-Con lives with Captain Cartridge, Vigitenti, and Compactor. I would say that they probably should have had a deodorant-themed BotBot in there.
Stinkatron. And
then, so if you want to get these, they are available at, I believe, at the Hasbro booth.
They're exclusive at the Hasbro booth?
This says available exclusively at San Diego Comic-Con International.
That's the only place it's saying.
And then they also have the BotBots Arcade Renegade Surprise 16 figures, which is mystery 2-in-1 figures. I believe you're not going to know what you're going to get until you open it. This does not say it's an exclusive, but it looks like they will be available first at SDCC. And then finally, we just have more pictures of those, the BotBots Con Crew. If you want to get any of these, just go to the Hasbro booth at SDCC or check eBay, because they'll show up there.
Well, first you need to buy a San Diego Comic-Con ticket. Then you have to get to San Diego Comic-Con. Step three, profit.
So anyway, that is all we got for convention news this week. So let's move on to some feedback.
Thank you, Jeremy. And if you would like to leave us some feedback here on Transmissions for us to read on air, but we'd rather listen to your voicemail, head on over to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. There you can get a hold of us. Since Charles is not here today, we're going to put up his phone number for the next 5 seconds. Feel free to call him. Our first feedback comes from Discord. This is in regards to episode 334. Jesus, 334. User True Dead Man writes, just listen to the latest episode, 334. Charles touched a bit on the G.I. Joe cartoon after the movie. There was a continuation of the story that did see Cobra Commander return to a humanoid form via some form of magic. Unfortunately, the production of the cartoon had moved from Marvel Sunbow to DIC, or Dick, between the movie and the series 2, as it is called. While the first 5-episode arc was fairly well, the arc did bring back Cobra Commander. The rest of the series was silly, even by cartoon standards, and production quality was very low. There was an episode where Cobra tried to take over an elementary school to indoctrinate the kids as the future of Cobra, but one Joe and a few kids defeated the entire Cobra army, and another where they played a football game in order to either free a Joe or a Joe agrees to be a prisoner. That was some knowledge brought to us by True Dead Man. Thank you, sir. Next, we get to go to Dinobot Maximize, who wrote in quite a piece. I abbreviated it a little bit here. Do you think early Masterpiece figures such as Prowl, Smokescreen, Blue Streak, Bumblebee, Wheeljack should have gotten multiple faces? Do you think there is a market for them? Correct me if I'm wrong, Daryl, but when these first Masterpiece figures came out, there wasn't a whole lot of competition from third parties regarding multiple faces or accessories at the time.
Not really, no. But also, at the same time, you really couldn't put a multiple face on a figure. You'd have to change the whole head out.
Well, Wheeljack, I got a third-party thing to And you had to basically unscrew his head.
Right. So did I. I got that one. But that really did wasn't a multiple face.
Right. So, I don't know how many people would be interested in, like, third-party multiple faces for these figures. That seems more like a Shapeways thing to me, but I don't know.
Well, it's just a matter of how easy is it to get the
right
faces off.
Yeah. I mean, these guys weren't tooled to begin with to have multiple faces. I get that. And I don't know what kind of toy fuckery can be accomplished to make that happen. There's a lot of unanswered unknowns there, Dinobot. But Dinobot continues with, do you think the current offering of head sculpts and faces is good enough? Do you think we should get faces with expressions using the eyes more or even different colored eyes? Sure would have been nice if that masterpiece Soundwave had come with a red set of eyes.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had to tear his head apart to do it.
Yeah. You know, this seems like it would be interesting. I'm sure one day you'll be able to shape ways like a face and change whatever you want and just have your own custom face design. I would think that toy designers and makers think about all of this, but they've got to narrow down their few options to what is going to most please the average, I almost said Joe, the average bot fan. I don't know. Variety is the spice of life, Dinobot. I'd love to have tons and tons and tons of variety, but you gotta cap it at some point with what you can put in the box.
I would say if those original ones get reissued, they're going to have different phases. Like, or not reissued, but redone.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got to save something for the reissues. Because I know Soundwave getting reissued with the right colored eyes is driving a lot of fucking people nuts.
Is it? I haven't seen any of that. People upset?
Oh, I don't know. I'm imagining it would drive them nuts because just talking about it's driving me nuts.
Mm.
If you're going to do that, fine. But throw in Ratbat. Give us a little something, you know.
Right.
Don't make me spend that much money on just a fucking pair of eyes. Anyhoozle, that is it for feedback this week, gentlemen. If you guys want to leave us some feedback, head on over to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback and tell us how you feel. Jeremy?
Yep. Well, that is also it for the whole show. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and hopefully we'll have Charles back someday. So just remember to support us on Patreon or PayPal, and also remember, if you're going to TFCon, fill out that survey, transmissionspodcast.com/meetup, and hopefully you can meet up with Daryl and Charles at TFCon.
Hey, I've got some feedback for this episode, Jeremy. How is it you haven't used one single Charles audio file on your soundboard?
Because I changed soundboard and I haven't put everything back up there, but
jeez,
for Charles. You.
For you knew he wasn't even going to be here, too. You had fair warning.
God damn it, Yoshi!
That's better. That's much better. Now I don't feel so incomplete. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
If you are going to TFCon and you would like to meet up, Daryl and Yoshi would like to meet up with you as well.
Yoshi won't be
there.
What the fuck are you telling these people?
Oh, sorry.
Liar. It's just lying.
I will do that again.
Motherfucking Christ, Jeremy. It's like it's your first time. My God, Daryl, you shaved your head. The comic book review is going to be like, this fucking book, guys. That'll be it.
Without Charles, it's just...
less work.
All right.
Today's episode delay is brought to you by Jeremy.